Welcome to a Legends edition of Black and White with Arab News. Every so often we preview a fixture that throws us a player that's dazzled the fans of both clubs. This weekend is one of them. With over 250 appearances for the Toon and over 50 for Saturday's opponents, his only regret was not delivering a trophy on Tyneside. But now, under the new regime, he may just see one. Welcome to Black and White with Arab News.
Solano, this is lovely from Newcastle. Solano, oh, brilliant! That is absolutely brilliant! Steered in, shaped in, coaxed in quite brilliantly by Norberto Solano for his second goal of the game and an absolute beauty.
Before we meet today's guest, it's a jaunty hello to my sidekick as we come off the back of games against Man United, Everton and Spurs with 7 points. Happy days, Ali Khaled.
Yes, I'm sure you would have taken those 7 points, Pete.
Probably less.
Yeah, and to be honest, like looking back, I know the Manchester United game wasn't a great game, but I think a point there, you know, looking back now, you know, they've played well since, you know, they've done quite well since. So that's not a bad point at all. And obviously, like getting 6 out of 6 against Everton and Tottenham, you know, you can't ask for more than that. The performances have been great. I think the performance against Tottenham was excellent, really. You know, we were thinking last week a draw would be a good result, but they went out there and they went for it. It's great. And in fourth position now as well, can't really ask for more.
Bit of a nosebleed. Nobby, it's been a while. You must be so happy seeing your old club on fire at the moment.
Yes, thank you, guys. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Ali. Nice to meet you. Always, you know, the best. We always wish in the club to doing well. It will be amazing season this season with the Premier League. It will be amazing. See so many clubs getting stronger and stronger. I know favorites is still because what we've done in the last few years, like Manchester City, Liverpool, but to be honest, now Spurs get strong, Arsenal get strong, and Newcastle show a little bit more, you know, a stronger team, more consistent team. So, well, we'll see. It will be very interesting this year who will win the Premier League, you know?
Absolutely.
So I'm happy Newcastle there, you know, at least get back into the European competitions, building slowly with Eddie Howe doing a fantastic job. It won't be easy. It's a lot of pressure because the club, you know, investment a lot of money, but I think he's doing at the moment very well.
And that's from our adopted Geordie Ali. You know, there's certain people that come to Tyneside, Ali, and when they join the club as a player or as a manager, they get it. We've said that on this show before. Nobby is certainly one of those. Ali, Man United, Everton and Spurs, as I said, but out of those, was the Spurs game the real statement for you?
I think so. I think in many ways, it's probably the best result of the season. I know we look back on the Man City game and probably say that's one of the best performances of the season, you know, certainly for 1 hour. They absolutely were fantastic, Newcastle, against Man City. But I think going to Tottenham, who, let's not forget, were in third, you know, they haven't been playing great in the last few weeks, but still, they were in third place and tough team to play against. You know, it's a Conte team, you know, they don't give much away.
Unbeaten as well at home.
Unbeaten at home, you know, they don't give much away, you know, at the back. And they had a few changes, but I think in terms of result, that's got to be the result of the season. You know, like this is a result and a sequence of results that probably wouldn't have happened last season. Certainly not at the start of last season, but even at the end of last season, you know, at some point, can't remember when, but they went to Tottenham and they had a heavy defeat. You know, it was kind of a little bit safe at that point, but those results still happen and they're not happening anymore. You know, like Newcastle, as you mentioned a few weeks ago, you know, you're quite comfortable them going anywhere in the country at the moment and getting a result.
Absolutely. Nobby, what's something that as an ex-Newcastle player and international level, and I think it's important that you can see it as well as the fans as a player, how important can you see now this team spirit that's there? You see them after every match together with the photographs. They're in the, you know, they go everywhere together. They're high-fiving. It's like everybody at the club has this feel-good factor, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying before, Eddie doing fantastic job. To me, that's a more important thing. We know when it's not a secret to have successful. You have to pull the team together as a unit, you know, working together very hard. So that's Eddie. Look, to me, look now to get in that dress room, strong in that way. That's the more important. After that, you can play any system. You can play any way. You can have the best players in the world. But if you don't have that main important thing in football, to me, that's my opinion, to get the team pulled together, to get, you know, the players know much about the club. Doesn't matter if he, it's like a Guardiola, what he built in Manchester City. If you see the history of Manchester City, it's not much rich, with all respect, compared with Manchester United. But now the guy been building from the last 8-10 years to that club, getting stronger and stronger. That's why Eddie, because an unfortunate Newcastle has a better, maybe better history compared with another one. But now the history is about winning trophies. Yep. So I hope so. Eddie get in that spot. Now the team is a great result against Spurs. You know, play away is not that easy. Especially how the way you say mentioned Conte is a strong tactical manager. You know, it's a hard team to beat, but it's a great leaf, good leaf to believe the team. You know, win away. Now they, I believe Newcastle, it will be tough, will be hard. But to be honest, that's the they needed that kind of results. They give you that confidence. I hope so. They can carry on with that good results. And they, like I say, it will be a really, really long season. I hope so this break of, with the World Cup don't affect any teams, because, you know, sometimes stop for so long. When you go in that good round, maybe you need to stop. So I don't know. I hope so it won't affect in Newcastle.
It's a fair point, because we had that post-COVID. A lot of teams use that to recharge. So it's a very good point, Nobby. We just want the games to keep coming, which is why, Ali, I think that one of the most recognised phrases in football is we go again. But Newcastle must be chomping at the bit to play twice a week at the moment, Ali.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you're going through a run of form like this, you know, you really don't want to stop, you know, stating the obvious. I think Nobby hit the nail on the head there. The World Cup is probably, I would imagine Newcastle is one of the, you know, small group of clubs that don't want the World Cup to come, you know. You know, there's quite a few who I think would be happy with the World Cup coming, Tottenham being one of them, Liverpool certainly, quite a few clubs that are struggling, changing managers, they'd all welcome the break, but not Newcastle. I think Newcastle, you know, we'll see how the next few weeks go. There's three more matches, you know, finishing off with Chelsea, a massive match against Chelsea just before the World Cup break. And I would imagine Eddie Howe doesn't want this to stop. Absolutely, he'd want it to keep going. But, you know, on the other hand, got to look at always, obviously, the positives. And if this run keeps going, then you go into the break on a high with a good, you know, positive feel around the club. You know, that's not a bad thing to have either as well, to carry through the break.
Absolutely. Swings and roundabouts. Nobby, so many happy memories in Newcastle. Now, I've got a really good question for you as a fan. It's widely reported your best goal, you say, was against 1860. I disagree, so I'm going to put it to you that your best goal from Nobby Solano was the outside of the boot against Everton, surely.
Well, I was mentioned about that against that Germany team in the Toto Cup at that time, because the way it was the goal. I mean, you know how much I have to run from the middle of the pitch. I have to go. Nobody, I've tried to pass the ball to Gary Speed. I remember, Gary Speed give me back the ball back. And after from there, I run. I never make it that run that far in my career. That's why I'm feeling that was a great goal. And unfortunately, probably the game wasn't much important or interesting. But yeah, of course, I like my that's the reason I always say I used to use a lot of my outside boot because my left foot never worked. It's only using to walk, help me to walk. I never pick it. You see, it's been very, very, that's why I'm developing my right foot, you know, to sometimes when I have to check in, I start to cross with my right foot outside with my right foot to make it crossing. But never working so hard in Peru, that's why I'm with my left foot.
And a similar one against Arsenal as well, which they still use on the they still use that on the TV as well, don't they? When I think it's like FA Cup or Match of the Day or whatever, it's still on there. And that was a similar finish.
The 1-0 in Newcastle. I remember, that game we didn't have a very good start in the season so well. There was a lot of pressure. Well, I remember Alan win the ball. I had to pick it up a little bit, the ball to hit. No, half volley against, with the ground, using the ground across. I was a great goal was Michael Owen there. Was in the game when I'm returned from Aston Villa, I believe so.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Nobby, I think you're being a bit humble by saying, yeah, you don't use your left foot. But I have to say, one of the great things in football, you know, we love football, we love watching skills and all that. Someone playing with the outside of the foot, it's one of the beautiful things in football. We love seeing it, you know, especially with great finishes, you know, like your goal, like Quaresma for Portugal, you know, obviously was very famous for the Trivella, you know. And, you know, I think you're being humble by saying, I don't use my left foot. But, you know, if you can use your right foot with the, you know, like that, then nobody's complaining, you know, and especially if it's against Everton, all the better, you know.
Maybe we'll cost more money now with my right foot.
Get him back. I'd still play. He's looking younger than he ever did. He'd start on Saturday for me. Listen, speaking of Saturday, Ali, it's a different Aston Villa with a name that cropped up first on this podcast. Aston Villa have a new coach. I believe he can't take over until the first week of November. But that name is Unai Emery, Ali, and he was touted to join the tune, wasn't he?
That's right. He was one of those names that were touted, like one of the ones that were leaked, I believe. I'm not sure, you know, but that was one of the big names. And he's a great manager. I think, you know, people have done him a disservice, you know, after he left Arsenal in that. And again, you know, this is something about English football, maybe English media, when somebody fails in the Premier League, their reputation tends to get tarnished a little bit. But, you know, he is a great coach. He'd won the Europa like so many times. We've lost count, you know. And obviously, he won it against Manchester United the season before last, you know, on penalties with Villarreal. He is a great coach. And I think this is, you know, a massive coup for Aston Villa, I have to say, you know. And obviously, they've had a good result since Gerrard left. They bounced back with a big win, and you know, but like you say, he's not Emery won't be in charge against Newcastle just yet. But I would imagine he'll have some input as well, you know, like behind the scenes for sure, you know. And we'll wait to see. I do think it'll be a little bit more, a slightly more difficult match at the moment now coming up than it would have been maybe a couple of weeks ago, because, you know, like the results on the Gerrard had really, really stagnated. And there was like just a you know, sort of a bad vibe around the club. And it seems like, you know, they've sort of, you know, brushed that off somewhat.
They've had a shot on the arm, haven't they?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not sure if it's going to be enough to actually get a result against Newcastle.
We'll see. Nobby, you enjoyed your time at Villa. It didn't really quite work out for Gerrard, something that surprised me. I thought that would work. It's an odd one, but it's a tough club to manage, isn't it?
How hard is difficult now? I remember when I used to, my first time when I joined the Premier League football, in the English football, how everything changed now in football. I remember I used to see managers in the clubs, around all the clubs, 6 years, 7 years. Of course, what happened with Ferguson, what happened to Arsene Wenger, I don't think so will happen again in these eras of the new owners, people like that. He used to be the manager for so long in the English football, when I used to be there. And now it looks like I don't know if it's the new people, the new owners, they get to make it so hard, so difficult. Like you said before, Steven Gerrard is a very young generation of the manager in England. So give it a little bit of time. He's doing well. I mean, I don't know. It's only starting the season. It's not like a half of the season to give you opportunity and chance. I hope so. With Lampard, will have in the same situation. If he probably is struggling with few results, I don't know if he will steal or they will keep him or will sack. So it's getting tough. I think in football now is getting difficult all around the world. I'm a coach as well. I'm a head coach, a manager now. I know we need to quick results in football now. You need results right now. I mean, no anymore than like a project to say, okay, you need to time to build the team. Things like that used to happen before in football. Now it's very tough. Well, like you mentioned before, Emre is a good manager. I believe he's he working very good with no many, I will say, maybe no too many superstars on the team. He will do, I believe he will do well. in the Aston Villa is very smart, like you mentioned, in Villarreal. That's why he got successful in Villarreal. Maybe when he arrived in Arsenal, it wasn't the right moment, the right time. But if he maybe Villa give that time to this manager, Villa will be really. It's a wonderful club. I have the opportunity. Honestly, it wasn't my intention to move from Newcastle. I've been talking before about what happened with Bobby Robson. But when, as a player, when you start to feel you're not getting involved much in football, not playing much football, it broke my heart when that wasn't even in the squad in a few times with Bobby in that time. That's why I won't say any problems. I don't want to. Problem with, especially with Seth Bobby Robson, God bless him. So that's why the reason I moved to Villa. I moved to Villa, David O'Leary was interesting to have me in the team. I was enjoying so much. I was playing so much football, the passion in Birmingham, around Birmingham. Well, also, all around UK, the passion of football is unbelievable. The English people for football is mad. So I went over there. I had a great time. I played every game. I scored goals, and then I was in that season players of the team by the fans. So I have a great time. It's a great club. But always, I'm saying, I never was my intention to leave Newcastle. I miss so much the city, the area. I was already living 4 years in Newcastle. So no, not really, really fancy. But when you as a player, that's my personal opinion. Say I want to play football. I was only 28 years old. So I need to just move on. So I was, in one way, it was helping so much because we played very well with Villa. We finished, I believe, one ahead to Newcastle below, and Bobby Robson and Ford will get sacked and come back to the club. So that I really, really enjoyed. But
that's
really
football, Nobby, club, isn't it? That's a perfect example of football and how it changes.
Yeah, of course. Like I'm saying, in football, you need to move on when something not working. I like football. My passion is to play football. You know, when you engage with a club, you really, really love it. But, well, everything changed now. The footballers now is no their problem, maybe. They follow the cash, what we say all the time. They follow the cash.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ali, whisper it quietly. Tune still fourth. And someone mentioned to me today, which is a really good point, still Alan Saint-Maximin and Alexander Isak to come back into that squad, which is a massive boost, isn't it, for the Toon?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've seen a few Newcastle fans on Twitter as well saying, you know, this is incredible. Like how quickly things have changed. Obviously, to be already in fourth is probably ahead of what people were expecting. But, you know, the exciting thing, and I saw a few people say, is that that's not even like the limit of what this team can do. It's not like, you know, this is, you could almost say, you know, still at the beginning, or, you know, or it's not even halfway through the project, if you want to call it that, you know. So I can see why people are so excited. And, you know, when you get the full squad back, I mean, you probably will know more. Like, I don't think Eddie Howe has picked his strongest 11 yet this season. You know, like Bruno's been off. Saint-Maximin has only started four matches, if I'm not mistaken. You know, obviously Callum Wilson was injured. Alexander Isak, you know, it'll be interesting when he has everyone back fit. Could be quite something, you know. And you know, maybe that's, you know, like depending on who goes to the World Cup and who doesn't, of course, you know, like I said, that could be another thing in their favor. You know, you might not want the season to be interrupted because you're playing so well, but it will give people a chance, any injured players, to recover.
Absolutely. Nobby, you're a member of the Midfield Legends Club. How good is Bruno Guimarães?
Well, as you said, typical, natural Brazilian good player. Brazilian always produce very good players. It's no surprise to me see many Brazilians without playing good football, as is natural. He's a wonderful player. He's very smart. He knows the position. That's a Newcastle always needed, that balance of the when you have a team, attacking team, and you have to defend. He's the guy who read the game so well. So, well, we hope so. We hope so. Like you mentioned before, that's a good, sometimes good news. The team is not only dependent on a few players. Now Newcastle look like anyone playing the team get results. That's a very, very good, really good sign for what Eddie Howe at the moment doing in the team. So, it's very important to have a full score. Yes, it's a big head for the manager because everybody wants to be part of the first 11. But it's good, important as well, people in the bench. You have a bench, like happened to Manchester City or Arsenal, all the big clubs, you know, they have a very good team. I mean, not only 11 starters, it has a 17, 18, 19 important players to use it. So that's a good news for Eddie, to have a people just come back. I like San Maximo. I hope so San Maximo getting more involved to play as a team. I saw San Maximo a few years ago doing more individual things. He's a guy who is powerful, he got pace, but he used the pace and his best strength. The boy has the skills, things like that, in the right place, in the right moments. It will be very key for Newcastle.
Off the back of speaking about Bruno and a quick switch, who do you fancy for the World Cup next month?
It will be really, as usual, interesting. World Cup, I don't think so. I never saw the World Cup surprises. All being the same winners for all this competition for many years. It's no surprise. It's a big surprise not see Italy twice in a row in the World Cup. That's a shocking thing what happened in Italy, Italian football. But to me, what you see now, the experience you see, the players you see, all the best ones in the Premier League, you see in the Italian League or Spanish League. I feel it will be a very, very tough World Cup this year, but still the same candidate. To me, Germany is still there. Spain could be there. Brazil could be there. Argentina could be there. I like England. England, I can see England. It has a very good individual players, you know. I hope so. Southgate doing a fantastic job from the last few years in the national team. But England need to do that next steps to win. Need to win the tournament. They need to win that to make how good is the, how much they produce. You see now they have, England has now full backs to give it away. They have how many full backs? Fantastic. They go, but I believe always England has a very good, strong team. Mm. But when the time when I was there, when I was watching that generation, Gerard, Lampard, Ferdinand, if you didn't pull together, feeling like honestly and truthfully, want to play for my team, for my country, give you everything, because the boys has everything. This boy has everything. Sometimes, if you put your individual things, your mind, you be a little bit, your ego, going before the team, it will be tough. It will be tough for England. But they have a fantastic look at Harry Kane. You got strikers. Wow. But we hope so. Fingers crossed for England. Go a good. I'm always pleased to have been in that wonderful country, playing football in that wonderful country. I got my family. I got my wife. She's English. I got all my kids born over there. So I hope so. England has a very good result. We'll be great for English football if England do go into the finals.
Absolutely. They've got to take, as Nobby says, they've got to take it that final step, though. Ali, Nobby mentioned Steven Gerrard there, so I'll come back to you. What's next for Steven Gerrard, do you think, AK?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a tough one because, like I said, you know, with things like that, you know, your reputation seems to take a hit. You know, rightly or wrongly. In this case, I think it would be wrongly because, as Nobby said, he's a young manager. You know, these days, you know, there's no patience at clubs. There's no patience among fans as well. You know, like, you know, fans cannot really, you know, sort of process, you know, even, you know, one bad result or run of bad results. I completely understand that Villa had a bad run and a bad end to last season as well. So I can see why they took that decision and all that. But ultimately, you know, like, it's, you know, managers cannot build for the future. Again, Nobby mentioned this. I remember speaking to a Premier League manager. I won't say the name because it was off the record, but he was saying that he finds it impossible to, you know, like, build anything because never mind, like, next season, you're worried about next week, you know, and the week after, you know. And you know, imagine if you're a young manager or, like, a new manager like Gerrard and all that, you know, this can really knock your confidence. Maybe, I know you mentioned this to me before, you know, maybe, like, he has to take a step back, you know, maybe not a Premier League club, maybe elsewhere, or maybe a Championship. I'm not sure if that's his ambitions, but I mean, I find it hard, you know, like, you know, only a few months back, people were saying, you know, future manager of Liverpool. And I find it hard to see where he goes from here in terms of, like, a big, big club in the Premier League. He might have to accept, like, a step back.
I agree. A while ago, Nobby, you were given, well, some time ago, but you were given this name, which we love, the little maestro, and it was given to you by the one and only Diego Maradona. And it brought me to ask you about little maestros of the future. You've got an academy in Peru. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, well, what happened is I'm starting to do this academic because, we finished with my head coach, Ricardo Gareca. We finished the contract in June because we didn't qualify to the Qatar. And unfortunately, we get beaten by Australia. So, that's when I start to make my decision to the destiny to don't be assistant anymore. I learned so much being an assistant. I think go my time to be a head coach because I got enough experience. I've been in 8 years, 9 years, 10 years coaching. So, and the time, because you know when you're the manager, in these times of football, be a coach and be a manager is very hard, very difficult to get a job straight away. So I need to wait in as everybody else, as all the ex-footballers, many coaches around the world waiting for opportunities to work in. So I'm making apply, before I make apply in Newcastle, a little bit disappointed to not get the job in the under 21s to be assistant. I'm applying in Newcastle. I sent all my CV, all my career, never helped. I spoke to my friend Stevie Harper, but he said, no, it's another coaches, probably better than, I have to wait, you know, that's opportunities in football. So, that's the reason I opened my academy here before that as well, to just, what you're doing, what's the nice thing to working with the kids, you can give you all the best things, you know, all the best message, you can work with them because they are boys, they are all, you can tell everything they will do for you. So it's okay. Wonderful working with kids. We know we're 10 years old, 11 years old. Make the wish to play football in the future, but it's not that simple. It's not that easy. I would say to the parents always my message is, I hope so. I can give you my best advice to them. But football is about talent. What's football giving to everyone is to, it doesn't matter if you in the future don't make it as a professional player, but make it what? To be a good person, have a discipline in your life, and to, you know, share with a union with the teams, with the boys, have a very good social life. So that's football to me. And after that, if you make it as a professional, everybody would be so proud and happy. But that's football in general. But that's like I'm saying, as I say, I really enjoy it. We work in Monday, Tuesdays in the afternoon because the kids at the moment and this time is in the school. So yeah, we have to wait for them to finish school. So it's nice. I'm just, like I'm saying, it's nice to you be there, coaching things. Some people say, I want my kids to strike the ball like you, like a free kick you don't. I was very glad God gave me that talent to come be technical in that way. But the more important thing, you know, get away from the laptop. The kids now is getting lazy. They like to be in the computer. They like to be in the phone. They like to be in the iPad. Things like that. Say, come on, get away from that. Come do some exercise. Be happy. Be sociable. Talking. The kids not talking anymore. You sit at the table and everybody with the head down.
Absolutely. So are we getting the new Nobby Solano from Peru in the next couple of years, are we?
Well, I hope so, better than me. I hope so. We always wishing in my country, if you see around the world, I would love to be in the Premier League. A lot of Peruvian players play there. I like it too, in Spain, in Italy. We still suffering for that because we have a massive big problem here in the country. Facilities. You, even the best, one of the best clubs, struggling, professional clubs. Listen, you, it's sometimes it's hard to say, but in the big clubs, I used to use only one pitch when I used to train. It's still the same, the clubs don't have the facilities. They don't have a training ground. Could you imagine? They have to rent into schools, private schools, to learn to use the fields. So it's very bad. That's why Brazil go ahead to us, Argentina go ahead to us, Colombia now, Uruguay. That's the big difference between Peru. We have a great talent in here, though. Where I want to play the football is no pitches, no fields, no places to people in basement, you know, clubs in basement. It's really, really, really hard, really tough for the player. But I hope so. We always have a talent. Like Brazilians, we have the same style of football. But yeah, I hope so, the clubs one day in the future working on the federation. We're talking always about federation. Come on, guys. You need to do something because we're still behind. We're still behind if you're not working hard.
If they have any chance, I'm sure that Norberto Solano will make it happen. Nobby, before we let you go, we do it with every guest. It might be a tough one for you because it's two of your former clubs, but give us a prediction for the weekend's game between Newcastle and Aston Villa.
Well, the way Newcastle is now, it came very strong. He got confidence. The new manager just arrived only a week ago. He can give you sometimes giving you good leave, or I will say the Premier League is hard. It's very, very tough. Newcastle play away at him, no? They play at Villa.
They're playing at home.
Playing at home.
But they got confidence at the moment. I think Newcastle will get that 3 points because they are in the confidence. They are doing well at the moment.
Great stuff. Ali, wrap this one up for us. Great to speak to Nobby, but give us your score prediction also.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'll get the score out of the way. I think it's going to be Newcastle 3, Aston Villa 1.
Okay. And he's done all right, Nobby Ali. He's pretty good with his prediction, so yeah, I'll take that from him.
I'll go now to gamble for you, my friend. You have to give me his number.
Peter and Nobby, I can't let this episode end without first of all saying, Nobby, it's been an absolute pleasure having you. You know, you're someone I loved watching football and all that. And I want to end up with like just a little bit. You know, you were talking about Peru and the talent that Peru produces. You know, just want to say like a little story. So my first memories of the World Cup, I was very, very young. I'd watched my, that was 1978, and there was this wonderful player from Peru called Cabillas. There's a famous game against Scotland where they beat Scotland 3-1, and how did he score his goals? Well, the outside of his right foot.
I know. You know, I've been trying. You know, is it funny? But I've been trying. I've been trying all my life before I'm retired. I couldn't do it, my friend. I couldn't.
I remember writing an article once, and I was saying, if anyone who's listening who hasn't seen this, go to YouTube now and watch and put Peru against Scotland, and you will see a free kick that I've only seen once in my life, and that's it. I've never seen anyone take a free kick like that.
And to Kubi, and you still the number one.
Just go watch it, and you'll see what I'm talking about and what Nobby's talking about. You know, and if Nobby can't do it, then I don't think anyone else can do it. So just thought I'll end on that.
You have to kill the goalkeeper if you score.
amazing. Listen, that's it for us, another episode and a legendary episode. All that remains for me to do is thank you so much, Nobby, for being our guest today. It's been brilliant to see you.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Ali. All the best. I hope so. We'll see you. Would be nice to see you in Dubai. Wonderful place.
Anytime. Anytime, you'd be welcome.
Sitting now with the rain and cold over there.
It's an open invitation anytime you want to come. The one and only Norberto Solano. That's it from us for another episode of Black and White with Arab News. We'll see you next week. How are the lads?